This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, time to buckle down. We got Browns football on Sunday.
Hell yeah!
It's time.
Hey, it this is must time. Win or jobs are on the line.
Apparently.
Gonna fire your ass if you lose to the New Orleans Saints, buddy boys.
Wouldn't that be crazy
boys?
If they actually did, and then the afternoon show is like,
There's, well, you remember, who was it? An Oiler, Houston 93, that document, Bud Adams walks in and goes, guys, you don't win it, we're gonna make some serious changes.
I love that.
Okay, all right.
Maybe they'll do that as part of the reality show. We'll get Hard Knocks.
Could you imagine that? I walk in as the owner of the Browns. They're getting ready to go. All right, guys. Hey, guys, just want to tell you, especially you, you don't win this game down here, your ass is fired. Now go out and get them. Walked out.
Now, would you get fired up? Would it work? How many times could you go to that well?
Well, the thing is, if you lose a game, you got to fire him. You got to be a man of your word.
Would you reserve a hotel on Bourbon Street for Sunday evening, just in case?
That's not a bad idea.
So you're already prepared.
People say the food.
We'll celebrate like kings.
Okay, everybody thinks of the French Quarter. People say it's some of the best food in the country. Do I have to go down there just for
that?
Every
city says they have great food.
Some of the best, Kenny.
Every city says they have great food.
All those chef shows, they act like New Orleans is just different.
Temecula, California thinks they have great food.
Might be. Meanwhile, Ken Dorsey, offensive coordinator for now of your Cleveland Browns. He was excited to talk about what's in store for the second half of the season and if there's any pressure.
The only thing I'm focused on is this offense operating at a level that we want to get it to. And that's all I'm worried about. I'm just worried about our guys and competing and going out and executing at a high level and controlling what I can control, just like I want my players to do. I want my players to control what they control. Go out and give me everything you got during the week in preparation. Let it fly on game day.
It's obviously a lot of the built-in football cliches there.
A lot of, I'm not going to answer your question. Here are things that I can just
honestly,
throw
into honestly, it just went through one ear and out the other.
Yeah, I do wonder when you're a losing team, there's nothing you are really going to say when you're at this stage of the season. You're a forgotten team around the league. Nobody's talking about the Browns. And maybe these guys are just like, all right, don't make waves. But man, this team's just done a very poor job of being able to communicate to fans any of what they do. And I know you can always make it worse. By saying stupid stuff, you could always make it worse. So maybe they're erring on the side of caution. But maybe it starts with Stefanski, because as we know, Stefanski does it. Andrew Berry, we had an Andrew Berry press conference right before the bye week. What did we unearth? The only thing we unearthed is that me and you were in agreement. They do not seem all that committed to Deshaun Watson. But we had to read tea leaves to get there. It's not like they came out and said anything, nor did I expect them to. But there are coaches around the league that feel a little more comfortable in their skin sharing stuff. Like, what's going on in Detroit? I mean, that head coach seems to have no problem communicating with its fans. And the fans are eating up every second of it. Nick Sirianni, who we thought was going to be fired.
And
by
Nick
now.
Sirianni has a lot of problems communicating with folks.
But he talks. He says what's on his mind. Do you ever feel like Stefanski, Andrew Berry, in this case, Ken Dorsey? And the only one is probably Jim Schwartz.
No.
He's probably the only one. Speaking of Jim Schwartz, it's been a long time since we played a football game, but there were some key breakdowns in that game. One that led to the easiest touchdown you will ever see. And Justin Herbert taking advantage of that. Here's Jim Schwartz.
Now, one was just really poor execution. We got a little bit squirrely trying to make an educated guess on where the ball was going instead of just executing our part of the scheme and doing our job. When it's all said and done, communication is my responsibility. That's something we haven't had a whole lot of. We take a lot of pride in keeping everybody on the same page, but we broke down there and we paid a dear price for it.
It stinks, Kenny, because this defense has looked dominant again at a lot of times this year. But then they have this Achilles heel where they just gift teams touchdowns. And I try to watch as much football around the league. There's a breakdown in every game. I mean, there's definitely a breakdown in every game, especially with as often as teams throw the football. There are breakdowns. I don't see those breakdowns leading to guaranteed easy gift touchdowns the way our breakdowns do.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Before, a couple years ago, it would have been 2021, if I'm not mistaken. There was a bunch of miscues in the secondary because I think guys were playing hero ball, trying to get interceptions. And it would lead you to believe that they would do it here because they only have one interception, which is unbelievable. Defense that's supposed to be this good only has one pick. I think it's a mix-up. I don't know. They're getting crossed up. Maybe they're trying to play some cover two, and they end up having a one-and-play man. And, again, no one has ever accused these guys of not being man secondary players. I mean, they are man corners. That's what they want to play. And at times, they're going to get burned if they try to go play cover two or they try to go play, you know, any sort of zone defense.
I mean, how many times did we sack Herbert in that first half?
Six.
Holy
then we didn't
cow.
Sack him again for the rest of the game.
But you know, the first half, you are playing the field position game. You're beating them up. You're really imposing your will. And that's getting back to the Browns' defense of last year. And then you just say, here's a touchdown. Oh, here's another touchdown for you. And it felt like it wasn't earned. It felt like the Chargers didn't do anything to earn it. So wide open guy, and Herbert happened to have time on that throw and just, I mean, no quarterback would have missed that. And that's how bad it was. Yeah. All right, David Njoku, last year had his breakout year. 882 yards. He had the 6 touchdowns. And it got a lot of us excited about what's to come this year coming into the season. And it's been a disaster. He has 255 yards, like you said, this week, battling injuries. And they just don't seem to be targeting him the way that maybe he had been targeted in the past. Remember, he really came alive in those Flacco games last year. Well, here's Brian Baldinger, who joined 92.3 The Fan, and had this to say about Njoku.
For a long time, I thought Njoku was underused. Then he got paid, and he had a great season last year. And then this year, he seems to be that guy that used to play in Cleveland that they didn't pay any attention to. I don't know why, when you have a tight end that runs like that, that has the size, that you never have to take off the field because he's a decent blocker. Like, why anybody can't get him the ball? There's ways to get the ball to the tight end. I don't care what offense you're in. And so whether it's tight end delays, tight end dumps, tight end stick routes, like, there's a million ways, man or zone, that you can get the tight end the ball. And they just seem oblivious to that.
Now, I remember, that was on the afternoon show yesterday, I remember in us having a very, very good back and forth conversation about the talent of the Browns. Njoku's name came up, and I said, look, we like David Njoku. We think he's really good. What do people around the league think of him?
I think they think he's a freak, and I think that they would love to get him in a second.
Well, so Brian Baldinger agrees.
That's why I think he was a trade partner, or now, that's why people were talking about trading for him.
Now, when we had Zach Jackson on last week, he told us some things that were a little more uncomfortable about Njoku. Showing up overweight, maybe not looking as fast as he has in the past. Like, where is his career going to go from here? Because he's been in the league a long time. His best season's 882 yards.
I think right now I think it looks like a lot of untapped potential. This is what I think it looks like. And that is a scary thing to say about a guy's career.
Like, he's playing with a bunch of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of guys who have played receiver for the Browns in some fashion, tight end, who felt that they've had a lot of untapped potential because of the quarterbacks they played with. But if you go over the entire history of his career, you know, the wrist injury, This injury with the ankle, whatever Zach said is whatever Zach said. Not that I disrespect what Zach says. There's a lot of untapped potential there. A lot of coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Do you think if he went elsewhere, he could blow up?
He would be the guy that I think if you put him in a Chiefs uniform, all of a sudden it'd be like, my God.
Oh, that's a great...
Here we go.
Well, it's not a great thought, but that is a great point.
If he played for the Buffalo Bills, Lord almighty, and I think we'd be just sitting there staring at the TV going, why? Why? Oh, yeah, that's because the quarterbacks have been bad. That's why.
Quick final note before we go. The Rays have announced they are leaving. They are leaving their stadium, the one I just drove by last week, and said, I don't think they can play baseball there this year.
Let's play two. Great line.
They are going to instead play in Tampa at George M. Steinbrenner Field. And we were talking about that before the show. And before I even got Steinbrenner out of my mouth, the part-time Yankee fan, how many games have you been there?
Three. I went there about 10 years ago for a spring training trip.
How many times have you been to the Guardians spring training?
Two.
Okay.
Wow.
I did not expect.
You thought you had
it. I thought it was zero.
You thought you were zinging
them. Do we have to fact check it?
How
old
were you when you went on this trip?
Like 14.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, when he said spring break, I thought he was like in college going to spring training.
Oh, no. Yeah. That was me and my dad and my grandpa.
Yeah, that makes sense. 14 years old. That's right,
but three Yankee games in spring training, two with the Rays. Or excuse me, with the Guardians. Who's he a real fan of?
Oh, he's a real Yankee fan.
That's it for
my last. He just doesn't want to admit it on the air.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.